Deep in the hills of Wyredale, Lord Mashron summons his most expendable soldiers to his throne room.
You must wonder why I summoned you to my chambers, my loyal foot soldiers.
I did wonder.
I didn't. We're pretty much slave soldiers.
Well, you must wonder. Do it now. I shall give you a short wonder break.
I also didn't wonder.
The time for wondering has passed. I have a weakness to reveal. I, the great Lord Mashron.
Who is so great because he is great.
I, Lord Mashron, do not know what video games are. Silence! Do not laugh at me.
Okay.
Are you calling me impotent?
What?
Are you saying I, Lord Mashron, cannot get an erection?
No.
Because I'll do it right now. I'll get an erection so erection-y, the wind will go, ooh.
The wind kind of does that already.
Guards, take these three from me, unless they want to see my mighty erection of doom.
I kind of do.
My lord, the guards also want to see it.
There shall be no erection today.
Aww.
Instead, you three shall teach me everything there is to know about video games and esports, and start from the beginning. Do not skip anything.
What shall we call our intrepid group?
I shall call you the Fellowship of the Ring.
There's no way we can call ourselves that.
Episode 1, and we've already messed up with copyright infringement.
Then, what about the Avengers?
Obviously not. Copyright, my lord.
Goku and the other characters from Dragon Ball Z, presented by Toei, also Godzilla.
You're just trying to do this now.
This is blatant copyright infringement.
How about the Smile Time Gang?
Yes, it shall do, for I have gotten bored. And so, the Smile Time Gang set off to teach the great Lord Mashron about video games.
Okay, yeah, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Shackles of Lord Mashron. I'm Mike Falick.
I'm Bill Moore.
I'm Deepu Gill.
Okay, that was introducing ourselves, and we got through it with little pain. So the basic idea of the show is to teach Lord Mashron all the basics of video games. We want to get in on the ground floor. I mean, all three of us sort of have different experiences with video games, and I think esports themselves are kind of inaccessible to most people. I mean, Deepu plays a lot of video games, but do you watch esports, Deepu?
Yeah, I do. I watch, you know, there'll be like a popular game event going on, maybe like Overwatch Championships, Hearthstone Championships. I'll throw it on, but I don't follow pro athletes per se.
And I think Deepu is probably our most involved in video games. I'm sort of medium. I every once in a while will watch League of Legends, and mostly only play like retro games. Bill, I think you're our intermediary between Lord Mashron level of knowing things and Deepu
yeah.
and I.
Yeah, like video game wise, I know almost nothing, if not less. But I do play a lot of board games. So,
So this is what we're going to do at the top of every episode is just quickly say what's the last game we've been playing. Again, this is a basics on esports, but we're going to just a little touch of who we are as gamers. So let's start with Deepu. What's the last video game you touched with your fingers?
Oh, man. Last game I had played was Madden 19 or 18, whatever the latest year is. I play online ranked matches, and it's a very, very fun chess-like match every time.
Great. I would say it's nothing like chess.
Oh, dude, you are so wrong.
Didn't even remember the year he played. The last game
This
is not the episode.
All right.
The last game I touched with my fingers was Castlevania 3.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Yeah, I'm deep in that right now. Very hard, but a pretty good game. Bill, last video game you touched with your fingers?
Last one I touched with my fingers would probably be the X-Men arcade game.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, were you at a bar?
Yeah, I was at the Barcade Bar, which is like it's a half arcade, half bar. And that game is really unsatisfying because every time you win the game, you just play it again. And there's like four levels that are slightly harder, not even like noticeably. And there's like not really new characters. You just play them slightly more difficultly. So it's really unsatisfying when you're like, I won, and it's back to the beginning. There's not even a change.
But I feel as though our venture into esports here will teach you that that is not necessary. Like, when you play a game of basketball, also the next way you would play basketball is to just start playing another game of basketball.
Yeah, but at least, like, but those are, like, real people, so they might do, like, slightly. It's not like every single move is the same. Like, the computer does all of the same exact moves. Like, it's going to come from the right every time. It's going to zigzag at the same time. If you're playing with a human, they might make it, like, a slam dunk at one point, but then instead in the second version they do like a three throw.
I would be very surprised, Bill, if you played any game of basketball in which either a slam dunk or a free throw happened. Considering you're not a professional basketball player, I've never seen a street game.
Space Jam.
Yeah, I know. I've never seen a street game of basketball involve a free throw or a slam dunk.
Well, you have not watched enough 90s sports kid movies.
That's true. That's true. It does happen on TV. So the main goal here is eventually in our first little saga, we're going to get to how to play the video game StarCraft. And again, this is all entry level. So don't worry if you don't know what StarCraft is. But our goal is to teach us, ourselves, and you as the audience about esports. The thing about StarCraft is, in my opinion, and what I know from esports, it's one of the first big esports games. But you can literally listen to the show without knowing anything about video games. So we're going to start with one of the very basic elements of understanding all these games, which is, what is the word RPG mean? StarCraft is often described as a strategy RPG. So we're just going to go over what the word RPG means so that Lord Mashron and people that don't know anything can really get on board with video games, understanding the basics.
But before we get into that, isn't StarCraft considered a real-time strategy, an RTS RPG?
Well, yeah. Okay. So is that what you want to correct? It's an RTS, not an RPG?
You know, I've always kind of disputed the, you know, whether these games, whether StarCraft should be called an RPG. But
let's try and keep it basic.
Yeah, I have one question, which is all
I really want to just push up my glasses here and make a point. But yeah. Go ahead.
What's that, Bill?
I said I have one question, which is all the questions, because I'm now entirely lost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Deepu. You need to pull it back, man.
Like, all right, sorry. All right.
Like it needs to be really basic for people.
Just Lord Mashron is going to be pissed.
That whole gobbledygook you just said is not for a basic entry person. Like, and that's what we're trying to avoid.
Just pull up an image of my face and look at it and realize that he doesn't know anything about this. So you just have to, like, every time you want to get into, like, a deep conversation, you go, look at my photo and go, oh, yeah, he's on the... this too.
I actually didn't know what I was saying. I was just yelling letters, and you guys bought into my authority.
Well, okay.
Black out and your internal self knew all?
So, is it fair to say you need to understand the term RPG to understand what StarCraft is? You tell me.
To understand what StarCraft is? Probably not, because there's still going to be like a plot to it, and there's going to be like character and basic, like, kind of, I feel like, almost like cinematic principles that you can at least understand, like, the world of StarCraft before knowing,
War
like, the gameplay.
Fucking attrition here. Is it worth goddamn understanding what the fucking word RPG means if someone's gonna understand fucking video games?
I think Lord Mashron could just jump right in. Does he have to know the words necessarily?
Well, I think that these stupid letters are keeping people from understanding video games. So, if we're trying to not confuse people, are we okay? And we'll take a vote on this. are we okay, gentlemen, with teaching the audience what the word RPG means? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. I also vote aye, as I've been shouting about it for the entire part of the show. All right. So let's ignore the idea of StarCraft for now. Obviously, this group and you as an audience are not who in their recording is throwing things.
That's me. I'm furious right now.
What are you doing over there?
I was clearing my throat. I'm very sorry.
Into what? A bucket of nails? What was all that noise?
It was weird. I was trying to do it quietly, and it just made a different sound.
Did you knock stuff over?
No. It's just okay. Very concussive. I have concussive coughs.
The goal of some of these things in the beginning here is to eliminate words that I think are intimidating to people. Okay, let's reset right now. So let's start from our least educated person. Bill.
Hello.
What is an RPG?
It's a role-playing game, right?
Yes, 10 points. What does that mean, though? And let's go to our most educated people, because it's my opinion that, like this debate about letters and whatever Gobbledygook Deepu said, you can ignore these letters, like Bill said.
Hmm.
Deepu, what does the term RPG mean in terms of games?
In games, it usually means that there are different character types that serve different roles. And then that's how I see it. I think that like that's the base. If you're saying that a game is a role-playing game, then you have different character types that have different strengths and weaknesses. Yeah.
Is chess a role-playing game? Is, I guess, basic question.
By my definition, yes.
Right, which I think by most definitions with the word RPG would be no. Let's again go to Bill. What is a typical RPG game? What do you consider when you think RPG, what comes to mind?
Something that has like a named character in it, I would say. Like it's like you're playing as a character. It's not just like kind of in my mind chess. It's like it's just you and a friend. It's like, but like if it's like chess where it's like I am Simon Gefilkefish, it's like that one, then it's officially that's the character. That's the role I'm playing in my mind. That's what I think it is.
Well, in chess, you're supposed to be playing as the king, is I think the role-playing element of it. Because the king dies, it stops. And like I feel like a lot of later RPGs, your Fire Emblems and Shining Force, you know, these sort of top-down games, like strategy games, are sort of chess-like. Deepu, are we on or are we off?
So the naming thing, I think there are RPGs where you don't have to name your characters specifically, but, in my mind, RPG has always kind of, that term, whenever I've heard that term, like my loose association has always been like that game has a deeper level of complexity to it. Like there's more custom, you're not just Super Mario running around. You're Super Mario, you're upgrading your jump points, you're upgrading your speed, you're putting skill points into attributes.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, honestly, my opinion is the word RPG does not actually mean anything. but as far as I can tell, it's, I mean, even the most typical, I think the most typical RPG people would think of when it comes to video games is Zelda. Zelda was a game that you played as a Link who had a sword, mm-hmm. and you could upgrade your weaponry and you could upgrade your amount of health. But even that game in its manual, which I've been looking at for this episode, does not use the word RPG. But interestingly enough, the manual itself doesn't really refer to the game that much. It kind of makes it seem as though like the manual for Zelda is like famous. It's very intricate and talks about lore and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it sort of is like the manual itself is sort of RPG-ish. But I don't think that's typical for every RPG. It's not role playing, which is I more side with Bill's answer than yours in terms of what I think gut wise, like that it's this you're role playing as a character.
So you as the player are kind of putting yourself in the shoes of somebody. When you're playing the game.
Yeah. That's what I... So isn't that what you think, Bill?
Do you do that in StarCraft? I guess you're controlling the commander, right? Who's controlling all the units?
Let's focus on the word RPG right now. Don't jump the gun. Right. Bill, isn't that what you're saying? Is that, like, you play as this character?
Yeah, it's like you play as someone that's not just you. Like, you are controlling, you are, it for the time you're playing the game, you are living the life of someone else.
Yeah, that's how I think of it as well. Is that, like, you're role-playing, Deepu.
But, okay, so what about, let's take an example like a Super Mario game. Aren't you taking
what's
the role?
What's Super Mario? Explain Super Mario.
Super Mario is a side-scrolling action game by definition. That's the most common definition for it.
Okay.
But, you know...
But hold on. I'm trying to... This is fun to do to you. More basic. As if someone hasn't seen Super Mario. What do you do in the game? Explain the game in the most basic terms.
You are a Mediterranean male, and you run to the right to save the princess. Well, let's talk about the princess. You barely even see the princess. You're just going through obstacle courses... And you're kind of using...
Okay. Yeah. And you're so jumping. That's what it is. You run to the right. You can jump. Your character jumps as it runs to the right in order to get to the end of an obstacle course.
Pretty much. There's bad guys. There's dangers. There's pitfalls. There's spikes. Mm-hmm. You avoid those. Are you not playing that role of that guy? Aren't you putting yourself in that guy's nice boots or whatever?
Well, obviously, people don't define Mario as an RPG, but, you know, I don't see that much of a difference between it and Zelda. You do get power-ups. You do gain and lose lives and health and things like that. And in a lot of the games, you even have, like, an inventory. Like, you have items. So I don't see – I mean, it's not like you can change Link's name. Link is the main character in Zelda. So as far as I'm concerned
– you can. When you start, you can name your character something else.
Yeah. Yo, you're right. You can change that. Can you do that? Do any of them? I don't think any of the Mario games have save states. So is that the real distinction here? Is that you can change your character's name?
For a long time, I mean, yeah, that is a factor to me. I think that's totally a factor.
So you can change your character's name. Is that what we're landing at, everyone?
No, that's not a landing point. That's a platform that we're hitting our head on as we're falling. Okay.
Well, then what the fuck does it mean?
I think it means a lot of things.
That's not how definitions work.
Well, it's a bullshit term to begin with. You know, I'm not going to try and defend the term RPG and say it's a great... term with definite range. It's just ridiculous. It's like calling a person just an entity. Oh, he's there.
Bill, do you understand the term RPG at all anymore now that you've talked to this expert?
No, not really. No, not any more than I did a minute ago.
Yeah, what games are in an RPG then?
Honestly, now I have no idea. I thought I knew what RPG meant, and now apparently I'm back to square one, so I really don't know anymore.
Right. like what games... I think that unless you have a game that fully explains itself using, like... You'd have to explain the game in magical means or, like, fantastical or even, like, I guess fictional is the better way to say it. You'd have to say, like... Oh, this thing in front of you, it's a device from our realm, and we sent it to you to, you know, control, like, whatever. Like, it would have to be, like the movie The Last Starfighter, if you've ever seen it.
So, I have a question for you guys. I have a question. So, has anyone ever heard the term RPG elements when someone's describing a game? Maybe in the game review or something like that?
Never. What is it?
When I've heard the term or read the term RPG elements, you know, the writer is usually talking about the fact that the game lets you build up skill points. That seems to be like a defining trait in RPGs. Characters having skill points that you can level up, different traits, strength, speed, basic stuff like that.
I'm more confused than ever. What's the term RPG elements? Have you ever heard that, Bill?
I feel like I have, but like from like friends or like in like a book, but I've never understood what it meant. I thought it was just elements of whatever go into basic RPGing. I don't know.
Are we learning anything from that word, Deepu?
I'm trying to, for the sake of discussion, when journalists use the term RPG elements, what are they referring to? That may help us define RPG, right?
I don't fucking know. I haven't heard the goddamn term until you just fucking used it.
Okay, well...
So what does it mean?
RPG elements, when used in video game reviews, has long meant the presence of highly customizable traits in the characters you play in the game in terms of stats.
So any game, so then like the only non-RPGs would be like sports games where your characters can't level up.
And games like Super Mario. Sure.
No, because there are RPG elements. If you're saying the idea of making a character better, the character you play in a video game, making it better is an RPG element, in Mario, he gets...
So because Mario gets a little bit better.
Because he gets not a little bit better. I mean, there's multiple levels. There's the mushroom, which makes you larger and allows you to take another hit in the game. Mm-hmm. Then there's all these other items like the Tanuki suit and the fireball suit. So...
Well, you've got Mario's me in this corner RPG. Like this, you know, just a very cunning, clever child who's bothered the father enough to just be like, okay, yeah, I don't care. That's not an RPG. You get those items, but you also lose those items the moment you get hit. So it's not like you're building up stats. Those aren't like, okay, so let's say this. In an RPG, you build up permanent stats. Could we say that?
Okay, well, what about if your character dies?
Well,
and
then
you lose some of those stats.
You don't lose some of those stats in an RPG typically. You just restart from your last save point.
Which means you lose the
Okay,
stats.
Fine. You lose some stats from like your last session's progress, sure.
So but... you're saying it is possible.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're not my son. Oh,
oh my God. I have something to tell you. We'll talk after. I feel no more educated, Bill.
Maybe 0.5 more.
Yeah, like not times 0.5. That's quite a bit.
No, just like
no, times 0.5 would be less.
Yeah, when you multiply by a decimal, doesn't that get worse? Isn't that
so you're
like
less educated?
Adding 0.5 more knowledge of like I have like a little bit more. Like, oh, okay.
All right, $0.5, you know, 50 cents in some countries, that's a lot of money. So,
which countries?
Venezuela?
I would think that that's wrong.
I bought some licensed photos from people in Venezuela, and I paid $2 each for them.
You paid $2 for a digital photograph?
Yeah, I just want to get the job done, man. I just
you
need
paid
them.
Money for a digital photograph?
And a release form.
You paid money for something that isn't really real?
Yeah. No, I know it's stupid. It's stupid on a mentally...
Seems like 50 cents is oh my gosh, that goes nowhere in Venezuela. If you have to pay 50 cents for what is pretty much free nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well,
wow.
No.
50
well,
cents is very powerful.
I was just
Venezuela.
Sweetening the pot. And I heard the economy there is bad. I just helped them buy houses and shit. Like, they're doing well because of me now.
Mm-hmm. Deepu, again, really lightening up the show.
Oh, right.
With the socio-economical situation of impoverished countries.
Sorry.
Welcome to this fun video game show in which we talk about, hey, which countries are not doing so good?
It's an RPG. They're building up stats.
Right.
They're losing. So I feel like I'm making a point here, but, you know, you're in classic Mike fashion, you know, or you know, Lord Masheron, you're just like, no, it's not good enough. It's not good enough. Go fuck yourself.
I don't think I still understand what the word means. I'm happy to go fuck myself, but I still don't honestly think it's a word worth even learning.
That I will grant you. I will grant you that. It's not worth learning. It's something if you want in casual conversation, it's a quick indicator of, oh, okay. So like, let's say, you know, a friend says to me, I'm playing an RPG. That tells me they're playing some sort of story adventure game, probably where they're, you know, they're leveling up stats, getting some upgraded sword thing, and I'll be like, okay, cool, right?
Okay, so which games going on right now are RPGs, or which? No, let's do it this way: which games aren't RPGs that people are playing right now?
Someone else want to go first?
No, we are the experts. You know?
What's not an
RPG?
Madden
is the only game I can think of, to be honest.
And no, but Madden has characters with stats that you can level up.
Madden's an RPG.
And the different characters on the different positions on the team play different roles. So in that way, it is also a role playing game, and you play as the quarterback. So it's an RPG. I think I only play RPGs.
I think everyone only plays RPGs.
There could be weird puzzle games where, you know, you're just some disembodied box looking for matching boxes. But, you know, aren't you just the box in that case? Isn't that your
job? But even so, so many puzzle games nowadays, like for the casual gamer, something like Candy Crush. Like, isn't Candy Crush an RPG? Have either of you played Candy Crush?
Yes. No. I've played a ton of it. And if you call that an RPG, I'm going to be just so frustrated with you, and I'm going to lose all my hair in the next 5 minutes.
Can you explain Candy Crush?
Yeah. It's a matching game. You can call it a matching game.
But what do you match?
Different types of candy, or colors of candy. And you have to match four in a row, I believe. Right?
Doesn't it take place in some candy kingdom?
Yeah. Yep, it does.
So how is it not? And so I assume you're some sort of lord of candy or whatever.
You technically
so
how are. There is a story. You know, you are sent on a
there's
journey.
There's a story?
Yeah, there's a story.
It's an RPG.
God damn it. I hate you so much. I'm not going to look at any games ever the same again. Like Fruit Ninja, RPG. You're a man.
You are a ninja. And yeah. Don't you get a lot of power-ups in that.
Ugh.
Right?
Okay, hold on. So what about a game in the arcade where you just jump in and you're it's like an arcade fighter pilot simulator?
As far as me and Bill's understanding is, you would have to call the game, you there, your name, press this button, the video game. If it is called that, then it is in fact an RPG. Anything short of, hey there, you, press this button, it isn't an RPG.
What game isn't that, though? Hey, you. Press
that's what I'm saying. I think it's a useless term. Is my understanding is that if the uninitiated gamer can ignore the word RPG.
All right. Yeah, it's out of my vernacular. It's out. You've convinced
Bill,
me.
Bill, any thoughts on what we should be doing, whether you know what this term means any more than you did?
Not really. And yeah, no, I think it, yeah, I'm not seeing much value in this term other than just kind of maybe it's just kind of outdated now or something, but it's just kind of, it's a word that's out there, but in order to understand any game at all ever, it's kind of like loose floating words that might happen to kind of like parasitically latch onto a game of like RPG, damn it. Kind of like, I don't know. I'm not seeing any use to the word.
And so there you have it. This has been The Shackles of Lord Mashron, and what we've learned today is nothing. Join us next time.